You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. WynnBET is now live in all these states, and the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com to start winning.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
All right, here we go. You know, let me cut this music real quick, man. Let me cut this music. Because I can't even get into an opening segment. We're going to cut the theatrics. Because once again, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse for this team, after the meltdown in Portland against an undermanned Portland team, this Knicks team finds more and more ways to outdo themselves. And tonight, it was a home loss to the 17-39 OKC Thunder. 4-17 in their last 21 games. Undermanned, they don't have their defensive stopper in Lu Dort. They don't have their point guard in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but they do have a maestro, the second coming of Pistol Pete, on their team, and we'll get to it. But let's get back to the Knicks and their ineptitude in so many facets of the game. It'll make your head spin. It will make your head spin. They give up 127 points to this OKC Thunder team, who's dead last in the league in scoring average at 100. They cracked that early in the fourth. This Knicks team is such an embarrassment. It's not even funny, man. You go into overtime, and your star player, who was great the entire game, has three of his seven turnovers that were so boneheaded. And each time, whether it was a loose ball foul, whether it was the offensive foul on the screen for Fournier, or airmailing a pass out of the post to Quentin Grimes that still hasn't landed. Ari was at the game. I think Ari might have caught it up in the nosebleeds. That's how far it went. Charles Oakley-style airmail. Thunder scored on each of those possessions. The youngest team in the league. Undermanned, one of the worst teams in the league, out-executed the Knicks thoroughly. Thoroughly in this game. star player, 7 turnovers, brutal turnovers to help cost us this game. You want to look at the coach? The coach who doesn't realize that you only get one challenge in the game. And not only does he lose every single one, every time, he tries to call another one after losing the first one and ends up losing the remaining timeouts in the fourth quarter. 5 seconds left in the game. Knicks have to go end to end to try to get a game winner. Of course, it goes into Julius' hands. Of course, it's a brick because we can't manage the clock, can't manage timeouts, and don't understand that we only have one challenge. Minutes for Julius, 41 minutes for Mitch, 45 for Fournier, 40 for Quentin Grimes. And on the other side, you got the youngest team in the league doing a damn thing against your team. 8 minutes for Obi Toppin, 8 for Cam Reddish. 8. Once again, you got Taj getting more minutes than the two of them. No disrespect to Taj. That's my guy. 8 minutes for Obi and Cam. 45, 48, 40 Grimes, 41 Mitch, 45 Julius against the youngest team in the league. Knicks score 18 points in the fourth quarter. 18. After they had it cooking the entire game. But despite having it cooking the entire game, they still could not put this team away. Why? The number one thing that's plaguing this team. Point guard, point guard, point guard, point guard. You had a 19-year-old kid, a phenom. This kid is going to be tough for this league. A 19-year-old kid from Australia come into our building and absolutely carve us up. Josh Giddey, 28 points, 12 dimes, 11 boards, 11 from 22 from the field. Sliced us up like a prime rib. Trey Mann, I told you about Trey Mann in the draft. 9 of 16 from the field, 30 points for Trey Mann. Cooking. Absolutely cooked the Knicks. I told you about Trey Mann. That boy's scoring ability is a problem. That's what you wish quickly would be, but he's not there yet. And he probably won't get there. Trey Mann, 30 points. Yeah, Darius Bazley, 14 points in the third quarter to give the Thunder a lead at one point, 23 points. But it all starts with the point guard. This Thunder team had over 60 points in the paint. 60 points in the paint with no low post presence because their point guard was that great. Their point guard's going north to south. Our guards are going south to north. We cannot get into any type of good offense in the half court. Lousy. Whether it's Kemba, whether it's Burks. We know Burks isn't the point guard. We know Kemba is a shell of himself. This Knicks offense is putrid to the extent that you need Fournier jacking up prayer, Hail Mary threes just to keep this thing close and respectable. And he did. He did what he had to do. He did what he had to do, Fournier. 6 of 13 from downtown, 29 points. But I'm talking about you needed Fournier prayers just to keep your head in this game. Meanwhile, the other team is cooking like clockwork, being diligent in their offensive sets and getting into the paint and facilitating at will. Point guard. 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 How many times are we going to say it? We celebrating Linsanity, the 10 years of Linsanity, and it's been 10 years since Linsanity, Felton, whoever you want to call it, Jason Kidd at 40 years old, since we had competent point guard play. So when you don't have that, you're giving it to Julius, forcing him to create in the crunch time, and you already know that's a recipe for disaster. This team just cannot execute in crunch time because we don't have a reliable point guard. You had a 19-year-old kid who was perfect tonight. Perfect. 127-123. Knicks lose to the OKC Thunder. Good loss for the tank. We dusting off those fatigues. We got a point guard article up on KnicksFanTV.com right now. The top three point guards to keep an eye out on. It's getting early. It's getting late early, folks. We're just about there. We are just about there. Some of you might be there already. I see some army helmets going on in the chat right now. Some of you might be there right now. Unbelievable. Can't make it up, man. Cannot make it up. Knicks post game live, presented by Prize Picks. Salute to everybody in the chat. Salute to Knicks Nation. At least the Super Bowl was good. Because, jeez, man. You can't make it up, man. You cannot make it up. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. I had to come on straight. 1,000 people in here in the chat. I didn't even get the highlights up yet. I had to come live and direct and just vent right now. Unbelievable, man. The level of offensive ineptitude, you just can't make it up, man. You can't make it up. Can't. You cannot make it up, the level of offensive ineptitude that this team has in the half court. Crazy. Absolutely ridiculous, man. Just can't do it. So that's just where this team is, man. They are who they are right now. They are who we thought they were. Just can't get right. So too many times you got to settle for trash shots and heaves, prayers, because you can't get simple drive and kicks going consistently. Can't execute in the pick and roll consistently. Boy, oh boy, man. Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, they say, hold my beer. It's about that time. Meltdown City. Once the game went into overtime, I already knew. Even though Grimes tied it to go into overtime, I already knew. They weren't going to have the legs, and they weren't going to be able to execute in the half court. Already knew that. Automatically. Had no faith that they were going to even come close to winning this thing in overtime. And OKC was that sharp. Yeah, they had OKC had a drought. They had a little bit of a drought in the fourth. But when they needed to make their plays, they made it. And off of each Randall turnover and mistake in the overtime, OKC executed. Each one. Can't make it up, man. Cannot make it up. Let me get to the phones. Nate from Rochester, Nate on the Discord. If you can hear me, go ahead and unmute your mic, bro.
Yeah, you got me?
Yeah, loud and clear. What's good, bro?
What's up, man? I'm honestly surprised you can give this much energy to the team at this point.
Yeah.
It's really, like, honestly, I can't even get mad at Julius at this point. It's like, this is just what he does now. Like, he played a decent game today through three and a half quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we got the clutch L. Like, I'm looking at Tankathon right now. We're starting to get separation from DC. We're only a game back from Portland, who just won in Milwaukee. So honestly, it's like, you know, if you really just kind of hate yourself, this is a good loss. Like,
yeah, yeah. Hey, great one for the tank, man. Great one for the tank. Yeah. But if you're sitting through 48 minutes of this game, brutal. Brutal in the micro, great for in the grand scheme of things.
I checked out a while ago.
It's yeah.
Really, you know, but, you know, honestly, it's like, we could blame Thibs. We could blame Randall. It really doesn't matter at this point. We just need higher level talent. You know, it's like I'm looking at the box score right now. It's like Quickly had a bad game. Obi had a bad game. Burks had a bad game. You know, it's just we saw what happened when Randle was melting down. And we tried to ISO Evan Fournier. We tried to give it to Burks to create. There's just nobody on this team that can get a clutch basket, you know?
Desperate.
So it's like, we just need to tank, like tank really bad. If we don't get the pick we want, we need to trade up because we need higher level talent. You know, and anybody's on the table outside of RJ for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, you know, I'm not going to get mad no more. You can't make me get mad. I'm sorry. You're not getting that from me. I'm sorry. Nah. That's all I got.
This is who they are, man. Appreciate you, Nate, man. Appreciate it.
For sure. Hang in there.
Appreciate it, man. My guy, Nate from Rochester. RJ's off the table, and so's my guy, Quentin Grimes. I need my guy, Quentin Grimes, on this team for a long time to come, man. He's going to be a core piece to what we're trying to do. Quentin Grimes, 7-18 from the field, 5-14 from downtown, 19 points, 7 boards. Had the clutch lay-in to close out the fourth quarter, put this thing into overtime. Well, Grimes is a guy, you got to feed him, man. You got to feed Grimes. You got to feed Grimes. Need a point guard. Need a point guard to get Grimes activated. Unreal. Let's go to the phones. Area code 646. What's your name? Where are you calling from, bro?
It's Hector from Harlem, bro.
Hector, what's good, man? How you feeling? Talk to me, man.
Brother, I got a lot to tell you, and I'm going to start out like this,
Let's
bro.
Let's go.
You know, there's that great quote that the battle is won before the war has even started.
Yep.
And, bro, I'm going to be, like, frank with you, like, straight. Let's go rapid fire.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about the fact that 40% of that starting lineup wasn't even in the game for Oklahoma City. We just lost to a developmental, essentially G League team, and that's no disrespect to Oklahoma City. This is a team whose president, who I mean, over the head heels fan of, at this very moment, he is literally scouting third graders as we speak. This is a team that literally goes out there, has nothing to lose, is on a 5-game losing streak, CP. And they come into the Garden. They don't just embarrass us with an Australian gem, a kid that came out of nowhere, who's been playing his tail off the entire season quietly because the league has not noticed him yet.
Yeah.
Chatted little highlights. People, you know, seen little highlights on SportsCenter, this, that, and the third. But maybe he just came to the Garden and he made us a plate. On top of that, I want to also point out what you just put up on the screen, bro. Cam Reddish and Obi Toppin both got 8 minutes in this game.
8 minutes.
And this goes back, bro, to the conversation that we had almost 2.5 weeks ago. You were talking rationale, and the only reason I even exploded, it wasn't even because of your fault. It was the simple fact that this coach, it's not working, bro. And he continues to try to cram this, like, ridiculous offense that I don't get it. It didn't work in Chicago. It didn't work in Minnesota. You're over here giving more minutes to Taj Gibson, who's been a reliable, great veteran for this team. And he's at the end of his career, his run in his career. And you're over here, like, giving him more minutes as though he's supposed to do something for this team. Alec Burks hasn't been the same. I don't even want to bring up Emmanuel Quickley's play. I mean, it happens, sophomore slumps, but his decision-making, a lot goes in. This whole team as a whole, bro, has been a disappointment. We lost to Orlando twice this season.
Yeah.
We just lost to OKC twice this season. And yet people are talking about the play-in. I mean, how much more do we take? The worst thing you can do to a franchise is make them believe that you're actually competitive. And I mean, I'm just going to leave it at that, CP, because we have this conversation daily every week, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Every week we talk about the point guard play. We talk about what we need. And I'm just hoping that Leon and Scott Perry pay very close attention, because as you know, CP, in a minute, things can get out of spiral. And it's going to be them and their jobs on the line. I'm out, bro.
Yeah, appreciate you, bro. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's going to start getting ugly. They got the Nets on Wednesday. It's going to start getting ugly, man. And then shoot back out west. So, things are spiraling for this team. Look, you know, if you didn't watch this game, look at the stat sheet. 30 points, 10 dimes, 13 boards for Julius, 11 to 26 from the field, 7 to 7 from the stripe. He had a good game. He pushed the pace early. You know, Knicks saw 31 in the first, 31 in the second, 32 in the third. A lot of that was on Julius, especially opening up the third. But crunch time, we know that's when he's not at his best because you need more solid playmaking. Somebody to trust. Burke's whole thing, one, he's not the point guard. He's going to attack. He's going to attack the rim. He's going to get you to the free throw line. But that's all he's doing right now. He can't shoot. His playmaking has been suspect. It's bad, bro. It's bad. And Giddy, you know, Giddy had a lot of promise coming out of the NBL. You know, Giddy was said to be the next LaMelo. They said he was gonna ride that LaMelo wave from the NBL to the NBA, and he's looking like damn, you know, the second coming of Pistol Pete out there. 19 years old, man. Has a strong command of an offense, plays at his own pace, his own speed, kind of like SGA. Can't speed him up. And he executes out of that pick and roll flawlessly. Talked about Trey Mann, Baisley. You had Kendrick Williams do with the little shag in the back, embarrassing us. It's gritty tea, man. Dropped 127 on us. They average 100 over the year. Ty Jerome. Lit us up for 13. So, yeah, man, Giddy's a problem. And in the end, their two guards were electric. 30 points for Trey Mann. He really opened up in that second half. And we're lollygagging around the perimeter, hoping for three-point prayers. You had Cam and Obi play 40 minutes for Mitch on a bad ankle. And Mitch was great. Mitch dominated. This was one of my lock surprise picks tonight, even though I didn't take it like a fool. I should have taken it. But Mitch was dominant. You know, OKC is one of the worst at defending opposing bigs, and Mitch has had his way. They have no size. 14 points, 17 rebounds for Mitch, 4 steals, 4 block shots. Mitch dominated. He's on a bad ankle, man. Bad back. 41 minutes for Mitch tonight. 45 for 48. 48 played the entire third and some of the fourth. Came back and look, he played well. I'm not gonna knock 40 on this one. He played well. Played some defense too down the stretch. Had a big block. 5 dimes, 4 boards, 2 steals, a block. Stole the inbound, got it to Grimes. 48 played well. I'm not going to put this on him, but 45 minutes. It's like, damn. 40 for Grimes. Unreal. For the people in the chat, I want to introduce you guys to a new sponsor of the show, and that is HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit meets the number one show for the fans by the fans, man. And the new year is a great time to focus on what's important to you, whether it's saving money by ordering less takeout or learning how to cook, prioritizing your wellness. HelloFresh is here to help with the endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. With HelloFresh, they deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your doorstep, including farm fresh produce that arrives within a week. So you get convenience without skimping on the quality. Skip the trip to the grocery store, saving you long waits and long lines at the store, man. HelloFresh is definitely a great deal, especially, you know, the pandemic as well. Some people want to stay out of public as much as they can. HelloFresh is definitely a great option for you. I've been rocking with them for a little while now. The food's great. You get recipes with each box of food. You can order, you know, all types of stuff, whether you're a meat eater, vegetable eater, vegan, so on and so forth, seafood. They got a variety of great quality meals that you can plan for yourself. And like I said, the recipes come in. It's very easy to put together. You guys might not be, you know, Emeril Lagasse's at your crib, but it's very easy to just follow the directions and skill it up, chef it up at the house, man. So HelloFresh is the wave. And for our viewers and our listeners, they're going to hook us up, man. If you go to HelloFresh.com, enter promo code NICKSTV16, you'll qualify for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. 16 free meals, three free gifts. It's a great deal. Like I said, go to HelloFresh.com and enter promo code NICKSTV16.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
E-crossover, E-crossover, let's go.
Yo, what's up, CP, man?
How you feeling, man?
You already know how everyone feels and how I feel. I feel the same way, bro. You let a team that's the worst in scoring score 127 in your home court.
Yeah. 60+ points in the paint, bro.
Yeah, dude.
60 points in the paint, and they don't even have a low post presence.
You know what's so crazy to me? The main reason why they have them 60 points is because of the perimeter, the perimeter defense getting to the lane. And honestly, there's been plenty of times that I saw Julius just look at a dude lay up. Soon as they're posting up, Julius looks like he's about to try to block. And then what he do? Just lay back and let him lay it up. I'm like, yo, dude, you're not going. But I understand he's trying to do everything, so you might be tired. But the main person I want to talk to is Tom Thibodeau, man. You play these guys 40+ minutes. And then you play 40+ minutes and he's injured because you played him in garbage time. Now you got these dudes playing 45 minutes against one of the worst teams in the NBA. What are you trying to win? Like, what are you trying to win? Stop trying to go to the 10th seed. You're going to get bounced out anyway. What's the point? What progress are you making?
Let's be real. And no coach is looking at it that way, right? Every coach is going to win.
Of course.
He's trying to win. And he's going with his template to win.
You know exactly. But the main thing I get mad is that if you're trying to win, play everybody evenly. You're going to gas these guys out, even if you're trying to win.
Minutes.
You're going to gas the Thunder, them out.
Bro. 40+ minutes against the Thunder, bro.
You see Julius in OT. He looked gassed.
He was gassed.
The thing is that he does the same thing that's easy to read. He jump passes. You don't succeed that well when you jump pass. You look frantic. You look like you don't know what to do. You're getting bailed out most of the time. Against good opposing defenses, which OKC is not a great defense, but they made him do 3 bonehead turnovers. Imagine when you play a good defensive team.
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen. But I'm going to stick to Tom Thibodeau.
Yep.
What was the conversation that Leon Rose had when he hired him? Because they were trash when they hired him. Mm-hmm. So what was you hiring him for? Coach development? He's never really developed any players. I don't want to hear nobody talk about D. Rose. D. Rose was a phenom coming out of college, man. He was a phenom. He didn't develop him. He was D. Rose. The only person. And I'm just saying to myself, You see Obi. Obi got taken out. You saw how frustrated he was when he got taken out?
Yeah.
For what? He was giving you effort. He was trying to get alley-oops. You don't have point guard play to activate him as much.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to rely on Fournier, Randle, and quickly to activate some type of offense. You got Cam Reddish playing 8 minutes, which is the guy that can really score effortlessly probably against a team like this. You needed a long defender that can get to the lane.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense to me, Tom Thibodeau. What are you trying to do? You're not developing nobody. Because this team is not going to develop with you if you keep on playing them the way you're playing them. Sooner or later, they're going to get tired of it. They're like, yo, dude, we need guys to come up the bench so I can, me, Julius Randle, me, Evan Fournier, me, Mitchell Robinson, to get some breathing room. Yep. You're going to kill Mitch. Mitch already looked like he's 40 years old right now. He looks like he's playing 17 years in the league.
My God, Block, that's stressed out there, man.
Yeah, yo, dude, 60 points in the paint, and you see Mitch Robinson trying to guard the perimeter.
Yeah.
Guard the paint. There's so much a 7-foot dude can do.
That's right.
So much you can do. You got to play these kids, man. And Deuce McBride got to replace quickly. Quickly got to trigger himself out because he's looking abysmal out there.
Yeah, Quick's not looking good, man. I think Cam could easily take his minutes right now.
Yeah, that's it, man. Yo, activate Deuce, man. Just try him out. Just
appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, quick ain't been, hasn't been looking all that great. You know, he's definitely struggling. Caught Obi with a nice alley-oop. That's about it, man. Quick hasn't been looking all that good. Tough night. Another goose egg for Quickly tonight. 14 minutes, over 7 from the field, over 5 from downtown. Trey Mann. Told you about that Trey Mann. That's what we need Quickly to be. Microwave. Trey Mann in his Ray Shremmerd bag. He looks like he's got a little Sway Lee to him. You know what I'm saying? Looks like a bootleg Sway Lee, but he can ball. He can ball. Good pickup by them, man. 30 points for Trey Mann. Wow. So to everybody in the chat once again, man, hit that thumbs up button for your boy. CP the franchise here, man. What an embarrassing loss. 127-123, Knicks lose to the OKC Thunder, 17-39. One of the worst teams in the league. And they give up 127 points to this team, to the point where the coach had to damn near play his starters the entire game because we could not put this team away, man. E-Crossover in the chat talked about Mitchell Robinson. Shout out to the Block Ness Monster, man. Go get those Block Ness Monster tees in the video description. This is the Mitchell Robinson and KFTV annual collaboration. Shout out my guy Steve Verner for the design, man. Did the design. Shout out to Block Ness Monster. Mitch sent me the concept, and we threw it together, man. Dope design. We got them in hoodies and tees. The link is in the video description, so definitely go ahead and get your Block Ness Monster tees and hoodies. Also, shout out to Manscaped, fellas. You already know, man. This show is sponsored by Manscaped. And I told my guys on the panel that some new products were coming in via Manscaped. And today we all got lace, man. You guys know I rock with the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 all day. Number one men's grooming tool below the waist. But now Manscaped is taking care of everything else. And that is with the Ultimate Premium Collection, fellas. So they got a lot of new products in the Premium Collection. They have the Manscaped deodorant. You got your shampoo and conditioner, your body wash, and you got your body moisturizer spray. So Manscaped is taking care of you. The Ultimate Premium Collection. And it comes with a free gift. You get a little bit of lip balm with your purchase. So definitely check that out. Along with the Lawnmower 4.0, man, you can go to manscaped.com, enter promo code KFTV, 20% off plus free shipping, always taking care of KFTV viewers. And yeah, once again, shout out my friends over at Manscaped. My guy above the rim sends a super chat. He says, LOL at the Kenrick Williams shag in the back comment. Yeah, man, Kenrick Williams got the little party going on in the back. Want to take my Lawnmower 4.0 and just get rid of that thing, man. That boy Goat, man, he hit us with some timely shots in both games this season. Yeah, Kenrick Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, no testimonials. Definitely no testimonials, man. On the Manscaped products. Andrew H says, when are you going to start marketing Manscaped beard dye to hide the grays? I know you're using them. Nobody can keep all their hair black when watching the kid. Now, I got a couple in here, man. I definitely got a couple in here. So I don't think Manscaped is making those just yet. But I might have to hit them up, you know, hit the R&D team and see what's good. All right, let's take some more phone calls. I see FM on the Discord. We'll get to you in a second. Let me get to the phones real quick. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. If you guys are new in the chat, leave me a hashtag. New will shout you guys out. 2,000 people in here. Welcome once again to Knicks Fan TV. Knicks Post Game Live presented by Prize Picks. Just a bunch of angry Knicks fans venting. Area code 347. 347, you up next. What's good? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, CP. It's Carter from Harlem.
Carter, what's good, bro? What's going on?
I called CP. Yo, I'm glad I got to it, bro. I got a lot to chop up. I'm going to try to condense it.
Yeah, rap. But, fine, let's go.
Yeah, I got you. I look at this stat sheet. I'm pulling it up. It just makes me sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can understand the concept of Tibbs looking to win, right? He says he's not going to tank. No respectable NBA coach would. So then it turns me to believe that he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. I look at these minutes and the minute allocation. You touched on it briefly. Top in 8 minutes. Cam Reddish, 7 minutes. But we got vets that have played for 10 years plus. Burks, Taj Gibson, who seems to follow, even though Taj had 12 tonight. Randall, 44. Kemba, 25. I love that Grimes got the 40, but as I look at this, I just seem to understand that the Tibbs just, he's lost touch with the reality of where we are as a franchise at this point in the season. And not only that, he's refusing to adapt by playing our young talent. So yeah, we have these positions.
Against the youngest team in the league, bro.
Against the literal, like the homie was saying before, pretty much a G League team, 40% of their starting lineups out. It was sickening to watch him put Cam in the game in the fourth quarter for about 3 minutes.
Yeah, what you knew was going to happen.
Blown defensive. Yeah, what you knew was going to happen, which was, it's almost like an insult. I'm watching this kid's face, and, you know, I'm just realizing that Tibbs' record of lack of development for the youngins, he's proved it throughout his career. He's not going to change about that. I've told the homies that he really has like I think he'd be a great collegiate coach because he has this idea of seniority where he doesn't play the best available talent. And I do not believe that, particularly when my boy Alec Burke is out there getting a lot of free cardio. I'm of the opinion he needs to show up to pick up his paycheck with a ski mask and a pistol. But I'm of the opinion that they're just eating the minutes away. I don't believe that playing him over Cam Reddish puts you in a better position to win, particularly not at this point with what we've seen. And Tibbs won't adapt, so it's just frustrating. I don't really know what to do. I don't want to say fire Tibbs and start that commotion, but I have been under the Nick page going a little crazy. So I guess in terms of this, what do you feel about his lack of even effort to play any of the youngins? And what do you think about his future? Do you think it's time to start talking about that?
No, I don't think so. I think they'll let it ride into next year. And if the slide continues there, I don't think he survives another year like this. Definitely doesn't survive another year like this. But I don't think, you know, Leon, this was their handpicked coach. He has a relationship with the front office. And I think based off of the success last year, it's bought him some time. So I don't think they're going to make a change. You're going to hear some more boobirds with this team looking like this, but he won't survive another year like this.
Nah, definitely not. Do you see the rotation adapting at all, or do you think it is what it is at this point?
I think it is what it is until they're mathematically eliminated. I'll just be real with you.
Because it's scary as I think about this. This is RJ out. You know, that's like 30, 35 to 40 minutes a game that's out right now. And Obi and Cam can still only get about 8 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Eight minutes.
He played eight more minutes than I did tonight.
I appreciate the call, bro. 8 minutes against the youngest team in the league. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make this up. That desperate to beat this OKC team that he had to play these guys 40 plus minutes and they still lost. Can't make it up, man. Salute to Pudge Nice. Pudge Nice, you in here every night, man. You ain't team hashtag new. Shout out JJ. Rob Strauss, new in the chat. Clean Buff 823, what's good? Terrell Turner, you always in here, man. Salute to Terrell Turner. We've seen a lot of people faking jacks on the team hashtag new shit. Blue Chair, $50 super chat. Says, great content, CP. Thanks, Blue Chair. Thank you for your contributions to the show. Don't think this man has ever contributed less than $50 to the call. So we definitely appreciate that. Idris Perovich, shout out to you. We got my guy Cedro in the building. Cedro, shout out to Cedro. Shout out Serato, Team Serato. They're going to be doing big and big things at All-Star Weekend in Cleveland. If you're out there, make sure you pull up on them. Make sure you follow them at Serato's page and Cedro Cross. Shout out my guys. Yeah, man. Respect to everybody. Team hashtag new, man. Dig more in here. Yo, Chase Boogie. Yo, Chase Boogie's always in here. What's good? Joseph Rivas, what's going on? He says, damn, no love. My man, the chat is going at rapid speed, warp speed, bro. I can barely keep up. Kenny Gale's always in here. Apple Fanboy back in the building. Christopher Skeet. We got the Rhyme Animal Chuck D. All the Public Enemy fans throw a hashtag PE in the chat to salute the legend. Dubs Revo, you always in here. What's going on? Nell, 7182, what's going on, man? How you feeling? All right, who else we got? Okay, let me go to FM0425 on the Discord. Go ahead and unmute your mic.
What up, CP? It's Frank from Colorado.
Frank was at the Nuggets game. What's going on, Frank? How you feeling?
Man, CP, I want right now. I want, first of all, run it up for your boys. Hit that thumbs up. That's number one. Number two.
Always.
We gotta start acknowledging. I want those I'm sorry in the chats for Ari and Jay from Florida. They've been right the whole damn time about these frauds, bro. I want the sorries in the chat. No tomatoes. I want sorry. I want sorry for my man Jay and sorry for Ari.
Oh, they gotta love you.
Let me tell you right now. Let me tell you right now. Tibbs is a bum, bro. We need to rip the band-aid off. You think about it, CP, he ain't good for the young players to develop. And there's no star worth his weight in gold that's going to ask to be traded to come here and play for this buffoon. He is horrible. He needs to go. It's time to rip the Band-Aid off and give the reins to John Bryant. I'm telling you right now, CP, we got visions of Spider Mitchell asking for a trade here. You think he's going to play for Tibbs after the way he treated Kemba? And now he don't even know how many... The coach don't know how many challenges he has.
Are crazy, you kidding bro. Me? Right after you lost, it was like 30 seconds.
Are you serious? CP, that shows you he doesn't communicate with his coaches.
I was just about to say that. Who's the guy that's telling him about the game situations?
CP, he got to go, bro. He got to go. He's toxic for the young development. For the development of the young players, and no star. There's no star that's going to come and say, yo, I want that to be my coach after how he did Kemba this year. I'm telling you right now, just rip the Band-Aid off, throw the fatigues on, let's get Johnny Bryant in there, and let's start the transition. I'm out.
Frank from Colorado. Throw some fives in the chat. What do you guys think about that call, man? Rate Frank's call. My guy Frank from Colorado, man. He was over in Denver. At the Knicks Denver game, him and his son. Shout out to Frank, big time fan of the show, long time caller of the show as well. Shout out to Frank, man. Shout out young Arthur C, North Memphis. What's good? Is that where Yo Gotti and from? Where's Yo Gotti from in Memphis, man? 3-6 Mafia. Shout out, rest in peace, young Dolph. Yeah, man. Yeah, and Frank hit it on the head. I'm like, I'm sitting there watching, like, how do you not understand that you only have one challenge and that's your final timeout? We don't need that, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the thing about the challenges is why he never wins them. So, see, the challenge... And the players get all uptight and emotional and, you know, challenge. But, yeah, in fast motion, Maybe that play is a 50-50 call. Maybe one ref calls it one way, the other ref calls it the other way. But in slow motion, almost 90% of the time, if there's any sort of bodily contact, you're going to get you, – it's not going to go your way. So, the challenge is we just don't win those, man. Endangered species, BK in the building. BK, what's going on? Cannot – make it up, people. Area code 678. 678, what's good? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Knicks basketball is finally back, and there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet to find Knicks tickets anymore. Because TickPick, that's TickPick, is the original no-fee ticket site and the only one you'll ever need as your go-to for all NBA tickets. TickPick got rid of all those awful service fees that the other ticket sites charge, which lets them guarantee the best prices on all their NBA tickets. Don't believe it? If you can find better prices on the same seats on another site, TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in the purchase price. So go to TickPick.com/KnicksTV today and use the promo code KnicksTV to save $10 off on your first order.
What's going on, CPs? This is Josh and I'm from Atlanta.
Josh, how you feeling?
I just wanted to quickly check in. I'm hanging in there, man. I just wanted to quickly check in. You know, everybody in the chat, there are all the super chats coming in. Tank this, tank that, man. We don't got to worry about no tank. And our next 10 games is going to be real nasty. It's real nasty outside. So we don't got to worry about that. I would read it off, but hey, he said it's a family-friendly show. If I read this off, it's going to be some censors need to go off. But either way, just wanted to quickly check in. I'm looking forward to hopefully being able to get if we get lucky, a Jaden Ivey or a Ty Washington. But yeah. I really wanted to ask you, man, Mitchell Robinson, this Mitchell Robinson situation is real scary and not too many people are talking about it. Him and his team are really in control, man.
Yes.
They can we really have a chance of like really losing them for nothing. So
yeah,
wanted to hear your thoughts on that. What do you think is going to happen with that?
Certainly a possibility, man. You know, Mitch is now on, I think, his sixth agent since being in the league, 3 years in the league. You know, he's on his sixth agent, just with Rich Paul and Clutch. For some reason fell out on that. And you have to expect that this new team of his is going to try to do right by him and get him the best deal that they can. He's only making one point something million. You know, for his production, it's nothing. Kid needs a raise.
I can really see him leaving and going to a contender for like maybe 15, 17 per.
Well, they got to have the thing about a contender is, do they have the space for him unless it's a sign and trade?
True.
So all options are on the table. I think the Knicks will have their price. I don't think it's by any means necessary. I would love to see them keep him. He could sign somewhere else straight into cap space, or maybe it's a sign and trade. We'll have to see what happens. But I don't think we're going to know one way or the other. Jake Fisher from Bleacher Report, when I was on with him, Ian Begley, and thanks for the call, man. When I was on with Jake, Ian Begley, and Ian Begley, he felt like the Knicks were keen on re-signing Mitch in the offseason. The Noel deal was a mistake. So will they tie up their assets in two bigs? Or does Mitch go on a Brunson deal? What do you guys think about that? Tough decision, man. 9 offensive rebounds tonight for Mitch out of the 19 for the Knicks. So what he does, man, he cleans up all the bricks. Cleans up all the bricks and gets a second chance opportunities. And this was a matchup Taylor made for Mitch tonight. I knew he was going to dominate this team. And he did just that. Did just that in 41 minutes and came down kind of awkwardly on one of his legs trying to block that Trey Mann attempt late in the game. What do you guys think in the chat? TM, let's throw a poll in the chat. How the fans are feeling about Mitch. Do you want to pay Mitch? Do you want to see him? Do you want to see, would you let him walk? Does it depend on the price? How you guys feel about that? CM, let's throw that poll up in the chat. Let me read some of the super chats in the building, man. Definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in thus far. This is Knicks Post Game Line presented by Prize Picks. CP the Franchise here on the solo dolo tip. It's all good, man. Salute to everybody, man, worldwide, wherever you guys are checking in from. Throw your cities in the chat. Throw your flags in the chat. Let me know where you guys are checking in from. Shout you guys out. Shout out to Ren Jawa. $5 Super Chat says, what was at the Garden tonight? So frustrating. The coaching OT was atrocious. Drew up the clutch play for quickly. Really? Big ups. Brighter future. Appreciate it, Ren. Ari was in the building tonight, too. And Papa left. I'm wondering if they crossed paths and what happened. I didn't get the report. If anybody saw any type of exchange between Ari and Papa left, let me know. HB777 says, what's good? They really need to sit quickly. Yeah, quick struggling, man. You know, quickly struggling. He was a guy I was looking at to take a risk and try him out at the point. And he's trying out there. But again, you do that, you kind of misusing him like you misusing Burks. You need those guys to be shooters. And quickly shot has fallen off a cliff. Absolutely fallen off a cliff, man. If you look at quick this season, shooting numbers just hasn't been there, man. Last 10 games, 26% from the field, 21% from three. Ghastly. 32% from three overall, 36% from the field. Ghastly numbers, man. Ghastly numbers, man. So it could be a sophomore slump for quick. We'll just have to wait and see, you know? I got faith in the kid. Hopefully he bounces back. We'll just have to wait and see. Building Roots checking in. Harlem World, stand up. We got Ozzy Roberts says, pay Mitch. P.O. Poppy said, Brooklyn in the building. Brooklyn, what's good? The Shy, shout out to Shytown. Scott P. trade Mitch. Felix Pizarro, Orlando in the building. Okay. All right. I see some Italian flags. Tony Colbu. Okay. BK in here. A lot of Brooklyns. What's going on? Albuquerque Maxwell, what's going on? Shout out to Albuquerque. We got Brandon Guest repping Guyana. Mainland. Let's go. I hope that's not Grenada. I always mix up the two flags. I always mix up the two flags, man. Let's get the rookie of the year in here. Michael, when you hear me, go ahead and go off.
Yo, man, what's good?
What's good, bro?
Like, how you up, man. Salute, man. Like, get up for CP going solo tonight. Man.
Solo, dolo tonight. Hey, let's man, go.
This was the game of the tank, bro. this was the most beautiful L I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at how this could happen, man. I'm amazed.
You sound emotional, man.
Yeah, I'm amazed with this, man. Like, Tibbs with Charlie Brown, Tank Commander with his little baby hair still standing up. I'm amazed, man. You know, salute the soldiers, man. JJ also going in there, man. But
yeah.
Nah, bro. Like, why? Just why is this man Tibbs trying so hard to win a game when he's reality just losing it?
Because he's the coach, man. He's the coach. Look, no coach wants like, losses on the resume.
It's just,
you know what I'm saying?
It's just crazy to me, man. Like, Deuce is not getting not even a minute. He's not getting one chance, not even the second quarter, not even starting for the first minute of the game. Mm-hmm. No chance. Cam Reddish, OB, 8 minutes. Like, I don't know what I'm seeing for Alec Burks with that same haircut he has since he was 8, playing 45 minutes. I don't know what I don't know what this man's head is doing. It's just, like, I'm not even mad no more because I've become numb to it. I don't know what. Tibbs is insane, and we're going to have him. He's going to keep having him until we're mathematically out. We have to suffer with this, and it's just going to be L's on L's. Yep. So that's what I wanted to say, man. Keep the tank strong, man.
Hang in there, bro. Hang in there, man. Ah, man. Young Mike, the rookie of the year, man. He turns into a man after this game. He aged so badly, man. He's Benjamin Button now, man. Knicks are adding life to your years with all that stress, man. We got young Michael stressed out now, man. Sheesh. It's cold world. Cold world. Check out this stat, man. Fred Katz of The Athletic. The Knicks are getting outscored by 15.4 points per 100 possessions while in the clutch. And the clutch is defined as within a game within five or fewer points within 5 minutes. 15.4 points per 100 possessions, ladies and gentlemen. Horrific. Execution. Point guard. Go-to guy. Star player. You name it. Coaching. You name it. It's a bad team. That's it. Shout out Will Young, New Zealand, Australia. Everybody in here heavy. Now, Will, are you a Knicks fan or are you a Josh Giddey fan? Are you here to represent? My man Michael turned into Benjamin Button, man. We're losing soldiers out here, Leon. Come on, man. Orphanage Builder DeGrom, $2 Super Chat, says, love Pop, but I don't think he could even fix this. Pop who? Popovich? I mean, you still need talent, you know? What are the Spurs doing right now? Still need talent, man. It's a young team. Pop has a young team as well. Emil Beaumont-Sor says, man, I want to be happy for the Aussie Giddey, but why did he torch my Knicks like that, man? Pathetic. You cannot make this up. Get Mitch help, please. Emil's repping Australia. Australia. Samir is here, says his team can't execute in the fourth when your coach plays the starters almost the entire game. They have no legs, but this doesn't register to Tibbs. Daniel Cordero, 10-hour Super Chat, says IQ needs a G League stint. He needs a wake-up call. Shout out Terrell Davis. Next 10 games, 2 versus BK, 2 versus the Sixers, Miami, Phoenix, Memphis, Dallas, Sacramento. Don't look good at all. And speaking of point guard and not looking good, how about Tyrese Halliburton? My man went to Indiana. He's having a going crazy right now. Need a point guard, man. Need a point guard in the worst way. It's not going to come now. It's going to come hopefully in the offseason. It's got to happen. Has to. Speaking of the Nets, I do have... And this graphic's a bit small. But one fan did give me one ticket to Wednesday's Knicks versus Nets game that I'm going to be giving away in a random drawing, and I'm going to announce the winner tomorrow night. Just go to KnicksFanTV.com. You're going to see the pop-up and just sign up if you want. It's one ticket. It's only one ticket. If you want to go to the game solo dolo, I don't know, Ben Simmons is playing a KD Knicks versus Nets Wednesday night at MSG. I'm going to put the link in the chat. Just go to KnicksFanTV.com. Wait for the pop-up and sign up in the form below. One ticket, Knicks versus Nets, on behalf of Knicks Fan TV, if you guys want to be in the building. Okay, back to the Discord we go. Take a couple more calls and then wrap this thing up. Tyron Hugh, what's good?
ECP, what up, y'all? What up?
Can you hear me? Yeah. What's good, bro?
Hey, man, I'm just keep it quick, man. I just want to know, man, how far gone is Tibbs, man? Because it, like one of the other callers said, man, the minute distribution, the allocation, it's ridiculous, man. Crazy. He's going to end up hurting one of our best players right now, and Mitch playing him all these minutes. You see a player like KP, he broke down playing a lot back in the day. He's never been the same. We won't have that same situation for Mitch, especially if we resign him, man. I think we downplayed this RJ injury. See, did the same thing to D Rose, and you see what happened with that in the playoffs that one year.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch, man, at this point. He's going to break down our players mentally and physically. You see quickly, I know struggling crazy, but at what point do you say, let's do something to help him out by putting him next to a guard like McBride? You know what I mean? Playing him a little bit off guard, getting him back in his rhythm.
Well, the problem is that I don't think Tibbs trusts McBride as a playmaker, as an engine. We need an engine. McBride can play
Alec
D.
Burks,
McBride can create for himself. The one thing about Burks, and it ain't perfect. It's not even good. That he can still penetrate and get to the lane. He can still do that.
I hear that.
Just saying from a Tibbs perspective, I don't think Tibbs trusts McBride in that role right now.
Yeah, that's where I'd like to see Cam get some more minutes, man. Like, yeah. I feel like Cam can play Mick a little bit. We haven't seen a lot of it here, but obviously college, high school, a little bit in Atlanta, he showed it.
Yeah.
But it's hard to watch, man. Like, Tibbs is 60, 65 years old. I don't know if Leon and them are waiting for him to change, because it's just not happening. It's not happening. I think it's clear as day. Everybody sees it. He's not changing his ways.
No.
I don't know if they're content with it. They're going to let him ride out the contract another year or so, another 2 years. I just think they got to cut the cord, man. I don't got nothing else really to say, man. Pay Mitch. Hope RJ gets better, man. Play the kids. Mm-hmm. I ain't with the tank, but I'm with the development. So switch it up, Tibbs, man. I hope he's listening. Peace. Have a good night, yo.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Salute to Tyron Hu. And this is from Fred Katz of The Athletic as well. Through 57 games, Alec Burks is shooting worse on layups and dunks than he is from three-point range. He's 38.3% on layups and dunks compared to 39% from three. He says, to his credit, the strategy pays off much of the time. Burks is shooting 0.38 free throws for every field goal attempt he takes. The sixth best ratio in the NBA among non-big men. A list including James Harden, DeRozan, and Harrison Barnes. So, very weird stat for Burks. You know, it's just, this team is just down bad. We are down horrendously right now. Horrendously right now. All right, a couple more calls before we wrap up. Knicks lose 127-123. Let's get the tank rolling. Area code 475. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, how you doing, brother? How you doing? Miguel from Connecticut, man. Just another frustrated Knicks fan.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Leon Rose's first round draft pick as his first year as a GM was Obi Toppin. When are we gonna get him on the court?
They botched the draft, sir. They botched that pick. I've been telling you guys that for years.
We didn't pick
Harry Curtin. They messed up.
I was reading. It's about to be year three, and you only playing is if you can't get burned versus the Portland Trailblazers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. How are you ever going to see what he is if they want to use him as a potential trade pick?
I'll say this. It's not. Yes, they did mess up because I felt like they picked a redundant piece and they had needs at the point. They had needs at the wing. But also you have a coach who does not believe in playing small that much. He's a very traditional coach. He wants a traditional paint protecting big. You're going up against an OKC team that again is playing small, another team that plays small, and the guy logs 8 minutes. And you go with Taj for 12. You get 8 minutes out of your first round pick. That is crazy.
I just don't understand.
Bro, you could have went and got a guy. You could have went and got a power forward off the street for half the cost to give you the same production Obi can give you right now.
Yeah, I feel like Obi can be a pick and roll like baby Blake Griffin. It's just we don't have the guard to do that or to patience to run him out there like that. We got him at the corner of the three-point line just shooting three. He's a pick and roll player.
Yeah.
But another thing, too, do you think there could be some type of disagreement with the front office? Mind you, Cam Reddish, we did trade a first-round pick for him. Don't you think the front office would want to have him play more than like 5 to 10 minutes a game to see what you got?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that decision is going to have to come next year in the offseason. They're going to have to sit with the coach and say, look, this is what we need. And if you're not here for this, we can move forward. Simple and plain.
Yeah.
Can't have the coach holding the hostage, bro.
Yeah, man. I understand that Tibbs wants to win, which is fine because every coach wants to win. But at the same time, man, if we can't play our bench for 20 minutes at least versus these two teams, I don't know what to tell you because their guys are gassed down the stretch. Two close games versus beatable teams, our guys are dead.
Yes.
Like we have leads and we get.
Oh, lost them. Guy, speechless. I got the point though. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. They're gonna have to meet, man. They're gonna have to meet and figure this thing out. This guy's built for a contending team or for a veteran team. Go to the Lakers. You know, they got more vets than you can handle. Go to the Lakers. Oof. Damn bad. Christian Cruz, $10 super chat, says, hate the fire tips talk because we're tossing coaches after 1-2 years, but our minutes distribution and RJ situation is tough to pass over. Unfortunately, it's time. Yeah, I don't like it either, bro. As you guys know, for those of you that have been watching me for years, I'm always an advocate for consistency and continuity. You know, teams are going to go through their peaks and valleys. Should be able to keep that together to see how they rise and how they grow and how they develop chemistry. But this guy's decision-making is wild, man. This guy's decision-making is wild. Can't make it up. Cannot make it up. Just incredible, man. Let me tell you guys about Prize Picks, our sponsor of the night, man. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy, man. Prize Picks is more daily fantasy props than any other daily fantasy prop operator out there on the market. And when I mean props, I'm just talking about overs and unders. That is the game that we play. And it's a very simple game, man. You can pick between, all you have to do is pick between 2 to 5 players, and you're going to predict over or under a given stat for the night. That's picked by Prize Picks. So it's you versus the house. It's not you versus anybody else or, you know, any advanced player. It's you versus the house on Prize Picks. And again, you're picking 2 to 5 players for your chance to win up to 10 times your money. So that is the name of the game on Prize Picks. And here's how I played tonight. Julius has been on a hot streak, man. He's been hitting these over on points for the past few games now. I figured against an on-demand Thunder team, he wouldn't have a problem going over 23.5 points, and he finished tonight with 30, and they needed all 30 because this OKC team gave him all that he could handle, all the Knicks, all that they could handle. So no question about that. The next pick I went with was DeJounte Murray, Spurs visiting the Bulls. DeJounte Murray also on a hot streak. I went over 22.5 points with DeJounte Murray. He fell just short with 19 points. So I did not hit that. I played 5 picks tonight. I usually play 5 picks because I try to go for the 10 times and 10 times my money. But the Murray pick did not hit. Well, I'm looking pretty good the rest of the way, though, ladies and gentlemen. Looking pretty good. It's gonna be a positive night for CP because my next pick was Steph Curry. Chef Curry, man. His points numbers on Prize Picks has been really low lately. And 22.5 points clip Golden State taking on the Clippers. I thought that was low. I went over on 22.5 points for Steph Curry, and it's not even halftime yet, and he has 21 points. So I'm going to hit on that one as well. The next pick I went with was Bobby Portis, under 28.5 points, rebounds, and assists. After watching Yusuf Nurkić torch us for 20 boards, I figured he was going to get activated out there, Portland against the Milwaukee Bucks, and Portis finished with 26 points, rebounds, and assists. So I hit on that one. And then the last one I hit on, this is one I always go with whenever that the prop is there, and that is Bojan Bogdanović over 2.5 3-point made. He's a high-volume 3-point shooter and deadly accurate, and tonight he finished with 4 threes. So I put in $20 for my chance at 200. I'm not going to get the full 200 tonight. Most likely, I'll get $80 tonight with Prize Picks. So try your luck at home, man. Go to prizepicks.com, enter promo code KFTV at the sign-up screen, and they're going to match your deposit up to $100. So it's a great deal. You put in $20, they match you $20. You play with $40. You put in $50, they match you $50. You play with $100. Prizepicks.com, promo code KFTV, and play responsibly. Area code 732. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Que lo que.
Dan from New Jersey, my guy. What's good, bro?
Yo, what's good, CP? We in the tank, baby. Let's go.
You locked let's in. The tank it, commander, Dan from New Jersey, checking in. What's good?
Reporting for duty. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's and go. Tom Thibodeau is my commanding officer, man. I'm telling you. We can't get rid of Tibbs yet, man. We can't. I've been doing some draft scouting, man. If we get all the way to the top six pick, man, we might have a shot at Ty Washington. Mm. Word on the street is he's the best point guard in the draft, man. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I love Jaden Ivey, but he's a shooting guard, man. We need a point guard. I want Ty, man. If we get anywhere near that top five, trade down and draft Ty, I think he can fall as low as seven. He's a decent defender. He makes quick decisions. He drives to the paint. That's what Thibodeau likes. I mean, I don't think he's going to be here next year, but you know what? That's not my problem. You got to get Ty, man. That's our guy. Keep an eye on him.
Okay. Yeah, we in there, bro. We definitely going to be getting into that draft talk very soon. So shout out my guy, Damp New Jersey, a.k.a. this year's Tank Commander. My man threw on the fatigues from like last week. He's ready. Ready to go. Absolutely ready to go. Area code 719, what's going on? What's your name? Where are you calling from? For the people in chat, I want to introduce you guys to a new sponsor of the show, and that is HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit meets the number one show for the fans by the fans, man. And the new year is a great time to focus on what's important to you, whether it's saving money by ordering less takeout or learning how to cook, prioritizing wellness. HelloFresh is here to help with the endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. With HelloFresh, they deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your doorstep, including farm fresh produce that arrives within a week. So you get convenience without skimping on the quality. Skip the trip to the grocery store, saving you long waits and long lines at the store, man. HelloFresh is definitely a great deal, especially, you know, the pandemic as well. Some people want to stay out of public as much as they can. HelloFresh is definitely a great option.
How you doing, man?
What's good, bro? Who's this?
It's Jaden from Colorado Springs.
Oh, Jaden, Colorado. Okay, so we got two people from Colorado calling. Yeah. That's good, man.
Hey, yeah. By the way, this is Frank's son from Colorado.
No doubt.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about what I watched tonight, man. It was a sad disappointment. I was watching the game with my pops. You know, me and him was just talking about, man, like, there's some things that the Knicks need to fix. I was looking at the stats tonight, and I'm seeing quickly went 0-7. But I don't blame the kid, you know, quickly. You know, it's just what he got drafted in 2020, and I feel like he's not prepared yet. You know what I mean? Like, it's only his second year in the Knicks. So you know, I want to give him time. You know what I mean?
No question. I'm not giving up on Quick. It's just pointing out the obvious. You know, he's just not playing well.
Yeah, he just wasn't playing well tonight. Grimes was playing good. Julius Randle was playing good.
Yeah,
you know it. As a Knicks fan, and you know, we're from New York, it's just that we, you know, we're just tired of our team just getting, you know, we just keep on losing every single time. Like, I'm sorry, but tonight we shouldn't even lose to the Thunder. You know what I mean? Like, the Thunder is, you know, all my respect to the Thunder, but the Thunder, you know, doesn't have no good All-Stars team. You know what I mean? Like, no All-Star players, no nothing. I feel like, you know, we should have beat the Pelicans. We should have. I went to the Nuggets game with my pops a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And that was an embarrassment. Julius played
well. That one was expected.
That was expected. I already knew that, you know, we was going to get killed that night. You know what I mean? But still, it was just like when I was there and what I saw, it was just a, you know, quite embarrassing. Because, you know, while I was watching the game, first quarter, the Knicks was doing good. Julius Randle was doing good. RJ was doing good. Obi was doing good. But yeah, you know, obviously, you know, we lost and all, and we could have beat the Nuggets. But still, okay, we should have, as the top dogs in the NBA, look how we were last year to this year. Last year, we was good. Yeah. We was in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And appreciate the call. I wouldn't say we're top dogs. I think we just, you know, we peaked at the right time. We peaked at the right time. That's not necessarily a sustainable to say year over year. Even the Hawks, you know, Hawks peaked at the right time. And they're trying to get back into the swing of things. So it's a tough one, man. We look at the standings right now, if anybody cares. I don't know what standings you guys want to look at. Could take a look at a few different few different things here. If you look at the standings, Miami Heat, number one in the East. Knicks are 12th right now in the East. 2 games back at the Wizards for 11th. 2 games back at the Hawks for 10th. Why bother, man? I don't think they're going to make it. They're not going to make it, man. I don't see it. I just don't see it. And then the Tankathon. We want to do a quick teaser. Let's do Sim Lottery. First try. Third pick. Knicks get the third pick. Ladies and gentlemen, jump up 7 spots on a quick try. Okay. All right. All right. Still top 5 in the league in remaining strength of schedule. So I got to play the Suns, the Grizzlies, the Heat twice, Bulls, Jazz. Don't matter. Don't matter who you're looking at opponents. They can't beat anybody. Strength of schedule is 1,000% hard. They can't beat anybody, man. Let me go to Ari, and then we're going to close with Papa Left. 2 people that are at the game. Ari, what's good?
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, man. What's good?
Not much, man. I'm with Mike, man. What a beautiful L tonight, man. Like, I just, you know, listen, at the end of the day, man, I don't know what the hell Tibbs is doing, bro. I honestly do not, like, because before the deadline, people had the out. Like, we had the reasoning that we got to boost these bets' trade value, and then we're going to flip them at the trade deadline. That's why we're playing these guys. For them not, for Alec Burks to play 30 minutes and for Reddish to play 8 is, like, absurd right now, dude. Yeah. Leon Rose needs to step in, bro. Like, he needs to step in and just force Tibbs' hand. That's it. Because he's not doing anything. He's literally, it's as if he's tanking, but he's tanking the wrong way. He's tanking with the vets. You don't tank with the vets. You tank and at least get some development out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, 2 things stuck out to me tonight. I'm not going to take long, but 2 things stuck out to me tonight. I was sitting pretty close. I was in section 106 towards the bottom. I was sitting pretty close. Cam Reddish is super long. Like, longer than I expected. Like, He's a very and he cuts to the basket and he's active, so I like that.
Yep.
And number 2, Obi Toppin, man, his athleticism is off the charts, dude. Yep. The TV doesn't do it justice, bro. I saw him hit that alley-oop at the perfect angle, man. Just to watch this guy, Papa Left said it on Twitter, dude. Just to watch this guy, this is the one place I'll disagree with you. You say the Knicks botched the draft. I think the Knicks botched Julius Randle and didn't trade Julius Randle. I think they made the right pick. I mean, listen.
That's part of it.
Listen. Halliburton, you can make the argument, obviously, he's playing better than Obi right now. But I think that me and you know this, CP. They were trying to trade Randle. That was back with the Conley trade talks before that whole fluke of a season. And they didn't trade him. If they traded him, the pick wouldn't look that bad. But it's just a shame that we have so much talent on this team, young talent, and it's literally getting wasted and injured because of Coach Tom Thibodeau. So Tibbs needs to step in, and Leon Rose needs to step in and enforces Tibbs' hand, and that's pretty much it, man. Thank you for the call, bro.
Yes, sir. I'll let your boy, man. Hang in there, man.
Word.
All right, closing the show, Papa Left. Papa Left was also in the building. Now, Papa Left, did you and Ari cross paths at MSG? And I'm on an echo.
No, it's all good. You good?
Yeah, good to go.
I was with Wifey. I didn't have time for Ari's nonsense tonight.
Okay.
I didn't have time for Julito's nonsense. I didn't have time for anybody's nonsense tonight. I was trying to look as normal as possible, and I begged her to leave at like 4 minutes left because I already knew it was happening.
Nice.
Happy Valentine's Day to you guys out there in Knicks Nation. I screamed out in the middle of a free throw, "Happy Valentine's Day. I love you all. I love my Knicks fans out there." I will say that. That's like a positive that, you know, for some reason we're still here for saying, and we'll still be here if it gets to the tankathon. But I just have 3 quick takeaways. Number 1, Obi Toppin. I don't know if someone brought it up, but Obi Toppin left the game with about 9 minutes after his quote-unquote rotation. and his head was dangling down. And this is not Obi. Like, your fans who watch Obi, like, he's kind of taken over the Theo Pinson bench role. He's really excited. He's a team player. He doesn't come in and jack up shots. And so Obi's leaving the game, and his head is down. His arms are flailing around, trying to figure out something that I guess that he did wrong, or maybe he's upset. And he put on his warm-up, real dejected, and Kemba gets off the bench and went over and dapped him up. The game was just so, like, on simulation tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, the defense was non-existent. I was more paying attention to the bench. Like, I was trying to see what was going on there. Mm-hmm. Man, I RJ's injury pissed me off more than anything I've seen in the last 5 years, just because of what that signals to me, that, like, the incompetence and how that played itself out. RJ's injury is really bothering me. And I think that since LA, everything that we built about quote unquote winning culture, and I was full on that train, we are now officially a losing culture. Because CP, you're a big Yankee fan. You knew when the Yankees used to play the Devil Rays, not the Rays, the Devil Rays. It used to be a thing. Like, the announcers would say it, and now the Devil Rays are finding, you know, now they're realizing this is the point of the game where they're going to lose the game. And I feel like now we are officially a losing culture, where we are now finding new and create. Mm-hmm. And actually, I've said this before, that's the most creative thing we do on the basketball court.
Yeah.
Is find ways to lose games. That's, like, the most creative, imaginative thing that we are now doing.
Yep.
And I'll say Josh Giddey looked like a game changer on the floor.
All right, man. I'm going to let you go, man. Yo, they're shuffling dishes like Mr. Belvedere. And, like, my man's clanging dishes and stuff like that. Like I'm in the kitchen with him. That's my guy, though. Shout out Papa Left, man. Shout out Ari, too, man. Yeah. Look, I hear everything, man. You know, I hear everything. Great call. Tiz Thibodeau said on losing the timeout on the bonehead challenge, he says, the timeout with 39 seconds to go was with the intent to challenge the foul on Quentin Grimes was his mistake. Thibodeau and his bench thought they had a challenge remaining. Knicks didn't have a timeout left prior to their final possession in the fourth of overtime loss to OKC. Okay. So Tibbs and the entire bench thought they were playing football now. They thought this was the NFL. After they just lost a challenge. You don't get any more challenges in the NBA. So they think they're playing football now. Thibodeau and his bench thought. No, you thought. There was nobody in the bench that thought you had another challenge right after you lost the first one. That was you going crazy. Crazy, man. Crazy. Can't make it up, people. Can't make it up. Great call. Great show. Another one in the books. Knicks Therapy, presented by Knicks Fan TV. Dr. Franchise on the ones and twos, solo dolo. Hey, we've reached that point in the season, ladies and gentlemen. We have reached that point in the season. So, hang in there. That's all I can say, man. We always going to continue to keep it rocking, keep it light, keep it fresh, have a good time. That's always the promise. Certified excellence, regardless of what these guys do in orange and blue, man. So that's just what we do, man. Couple housekeeping items. We may have the Oakley interview tomorrow. If it happens, look out for the notification. If not, it may be next week. I'm still talking to those people about it. We may have the Oakley interview tomorrow. TBD. If you want to go to the Knicks Nets game on Wednesday, go to KnicksFanTV.com and sign up. I'm giving away one ticket for free. And I'll announce that winner tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern time. I'll do a live stream right here on Knicks Fan TV. So if you want to go to that game, you're more than welcome to do so. Also, go to manscaped.com, promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. Shout out to our sponsors at Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and to promo code KFTV for a 100% match in your deposit of up to $100. Go ahead and get that Block Ness Monster t-shirt, man. The KFTV Mitchell Robinson collab tee. Absolute fire. You can get yours in the video description. Yeah, man. And yeah, let me read some of the super chats that came in. Shout out Yellow M1. Says free Mark Jackson. Yeah, the Jackson hype has been buzzing lately. Buzzing. Shout out to user Noms 3 says Tibbs keeps McBride on the bench when we need a point guard. He also limits Reddish in favor of these older bums. Tibbs is the main problem. Jeremy Maynard, the young guys in OKC play meaningful minutes. LOL, every one of them. The tank uses diesel about 3.8 per gallon. Give McBride some run and OB Cam more minutes. O'Dog, can we start a petition to fire Tibbs now professionally? Preferably, the man is just outdated. We need a younger coach to match our young players. This is pitiful. KG7Full says, versus Ben Simmons and the Nets Wednesday, hashtag for the tank. S.Po25 says, I've never seen a coach other than Tibbs that consistently plays the last 12 minutes of a close game with no point guard on the floor. What do we expect other than turnovers and bad possessions? Sale with the super chat says, CP, tell me why OB and Cam is getting 8 minutes. Christian Cruz, I got that one. Rico Grimes says, when you lose games late like we keep doing, you should be trying everything. Look at how many minutes he played Mitch after only playing 15 yesterday. Rock Ness Monta says, how many two-pointers did we take in OT? I think we took two of them. The rest of the shots were threes. No composure, no coaching, no point guard, man. Chucky. Emil Beaumontour, I personally think that the emergence of Grimes means that Quickly is expendable. If you can get a competent point guard, only if we can. What do you think? Nobody's untouchable right now. Nobody's untouchable. I like RJ, I like Grimes, I like Mitch. Nobody's untouchable. I mean, if you find a package for Quick, go ahead. Certainly replaceable. Frank Miranda says, yo, CP, Frank from Colorado again. Until further notice, we should refer to the front office as Leon Rose and Third World West and fire Tibbs for going to the barber and asking for the Stewie Griffin. Brandon Guest, I'm not going to hold you. I trade IQ for a box of cookies on draft night, tank appropriately, and use him to move up in the lottery if his value allows it. Ren Jawa says, Alec Bricks. Also says, was that? I got that one. HB, appreciate Blue Chair, appreciate it. Daniel Cordero says, IQ needs a G League stint. He needs a wake-up call. It's Fields, mount up Knicks Nation. All the teams ahead of us in the Tankathon don't need a point guard. Montblanc Nolan says, Reddish, 7 minutes, no McBride at this point. Why? Watch your child's interview. Saw Tibbs celebrating in the clips. Almost stop watching. Dude has to go. And back to It's Fields. You know what? We say that now, but hey, Sacramento had 3 point guards in the rotation. Never know, man. Just never know. It's hard to predict. Some teams will still go best play available and take it from there. Above the Rims is tired of this point guard patchwork. Not all 82, no more. All future point guard search. Why draft Deuce? Why are you playing starters like you playing the Bucks? Logan Shea, new point guard article was great. We diving for Daniels right now. KnicksFanTV.com. Check out the top 3 point guards article. Shout out Jeff Campbell. Alan C says, Trey Mann was looking like an NBA point guard. Trey Mann was my pick in the draft. Tyon Henry says, what's the point of getting excited for the draft when Tibbs is only going to play them 0 to 10 minutes a game? Dr. Blocktopus, bring back Moutier. We get a point and the commander. Sherrell Davis, this team doesn't deserve to be in the playing tournament. Team is just not that good. Just like Bill Parcells says, you are what your record says you are. It's a fact. AC and OKC. Paul Robinson says the youth would bring us more wins. Maybe that's why they don't play. Tibbs might be the real tank commander. I can't watch this, though. It's Field says, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. NYK31 says, Kemba played all right tonight. Don't hate. I wasn't hating on Kemba. I mean, he was what he was. I'm not relying on him to do much more. He was all right. I mean, look, hey. If you look at the stat sheet, a lot of guys have good games. They just could not close. Julius triple-double. Fournier had a good one. Grimes. Mitch. They couldn't stop him on the other end either. Like I said, 60 plus points in the paint for this OKC team that averages 40 in the league. They're 20th in the league in points in the paint, 44.9. They had over 60. They broke 50 in regulation. Surgical. Giddy was surgical out there, man. Rhyme Animal Chuck D says they're trying to tank attractively. Trying to facade the tank horribly. SMH, once gambling went legal in New York, something's going on. They ain't tanking, they're throwing games. Mob running to the fourth quarter. Al Jabi says fire coach and get Kenny Atkinson. Maxwell Walter says we are minus 50 the last six games in the fourth quarter in OT. That is coaching, and man, I miss D Rose. Russell Reed says, I'm not sure I would blame Randall on this one. Burks and IQ kept chucking like crazy, and both were cold. IQ's future is in question. Only good thing about this season, Quentin Grimes. DJ Takes 13 says, I've been a Knicks fan for a long time. I think this is the most frustrated I've ever been. I'm done. Play all rookies. Josh B, I hate to say, but this is a good thing. Tank. Kenny Gales, beyond poor body, beyond poor late game execution. Stupid timeout, stupid challenge, just embarrassing. We are tanking in style. Junior Caroma, this is RJ's team. RJ's missed badly, but I blame Tibbs for RJ's sprained ankle. Roman 05 says, team's embarrassing and frustrating to watch. How could they not get a stop in OT? Where was Tibbs' great defense's mind at? It's all good points. All good points, man. But yeah, that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boy. Knicks lose a heartbreaker, 127 to 123 in overtime. See you guys maybe tomorrow. Just hit the notification bell just in case we do the Oakley interview. If not, see you Wednesday. Knicks versus Nets. CP the franchise, never going anywhere. Peace.